Our advertisers help sponsor our content so we can keep bringing it to you for free. Ads not read by Aaron or Mary Payne do not necessarily reflect the views of Pink Shade or the host. If you'd prefer to hear the show completely ad-free, visit us at patreon.com/pinkshadebunkies to subscribe. Hey y'all, welcome to Pink Shade. It's Thursday, and on Thursdays, we like to give you a little taste of Patreon.
Yeah, we are doing Patreon every single week. We do a couple of episodes, all different things, recapping shows, doing documentaries, interviews. We have over 300 episodes on Patreon. So if you're interested in joining us and you just want more content, see the links below. You can join us at a lot of different tiers and have fun with it.
Thank you.
So this is why I'm saying this is like the sweeter version of these other shows. Anyway, Artie and Javon, Cleveland, Ohio. Artie, who is to me like the MVP of this entire series, because she really did have it rough with Javon and she played like the tough mother to him and it ended up working out. I'm like, look at you. Like, she's a badass. Like,
I love
her. She takes no shit, but she is super heartwarming. Like, she like definite. I know. I love her too. I came away from this series like she'll be the one I remember, I think, from this series. I'll remember Artie.
And not just because of her amazing Moira Rose level wigs.
Her wigs are incredible. Thank you for pointing that out. Because every time I see her, I'm like, I kind of want that one.
Like,
I know.
Wow, like that one looks really good. Yeah.
They all look good. Oh, speaking of, I got my weave out this past week. I'm rocking like a little tuft of hair.
Yeah,
how's all it I feel? Got left. Ooh, it feels so weird, but it feels very freeing too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be. Yeah, I'm in the market for some wigs myself. Moira Rose, watch out. And is it wig? Is it hair? You know what? We'll be guessing that game with me soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
So, Artie meets up with Kelly, who is Javon's soon-to-be ex-wife. They actually are literally married. He was served with divorce papers last week on the show, and they have I think she's 3 years old. Kaylana, their daughter, together. She's about 3 years old. She's little. And Artie says she wants to meet up with Kelly because she wants to talk to her about visitation. And she wants to make it clear that if Kelly does allow visitation for Javon to see Kaylana, that Artie, if it's in Artie's house, like, is a safe place. She'll be there. She tells Kelly straight up, like, if your daughter is there, there's no safer place. I got my eyes on Javon and Kaylana, both of them. And I'm like, this is a very sweet woman to woman moment. And you can tell Kelly like feels it right away because she starts crying almost immediately. She says when Javon and I were together, she doesn't say it explicitly, but she goes, he was very verbal with me and the children. And I assume she means very verbally abusive.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting way to say that. And maybe they cut it. Maybe she did say he was verbally abusive and they just cut that part. So it just sounded like she said verbal. But you know, it's interesting because she was just nodding like, well, he's trying to change. And you know, she also said, you know, he was a terrible cheater. So obviously he wasn't like a great guy, but it seems like since he's been out, he really is trying to turn it around. Yeah.
And he says as much in his talking heads. He's like, I don't want to go back to the streets. It's like, you know, it's dangerous. It's too much stress. Like, I'm sorry, Bunkies. If you're hearing like someone slobbering in the background, it is Chewy La Martin, who, yes, his middle name is La. And he is licking his own wiener like he's never seen a wiener before in his whole life. I mean, Mary Payne knows this.
Chewy, take it outside. Go find one of your stuffed animals to assault. Come on.
He is behind me. It's going to be a raw situation down below, if you know what I mean. Like, I look back at him. He is going on that shit. Okay. Whew. Sorry, guys. It's like blah, 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 blah. Like, that's, I can hear it through my headphones. So apologies. Anyway, she starts crying when she talks about Javon's, you know, her relationship with Javon and, you know, he wasn't there for her children. I assume she has other children, if she says that. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't trust that Kaylana, you know, even knows him from Adam. She doesn't. Kaylana was very upset, you know, the last meeting when he was trying to insinuate himself as the father right away and, you know, be like, just jump right in. And she doesn't understand that. Mm-hmm. And Artie tells her her own story. Like, you know, I was in prison and I got my son taken away from me. She tells her mm-hmm. that. And I think that kind of brings Kelly into like a more vulnerable place with her too, or more trusting place. Cause she's like, I was in Jovan's position and now look at me, like I have a good relationship mm-hmm. with my son. And, you know, it is important to keep that relationship if you can do it in a safe way. And Kelly, by the end of the conversation, says, okay, you know what? I will, like, I trust you. And I'm like, really? Like, you don't know this woman from Adam, but okay. Like,
yeah.
Apparently you're going to be okay with she claims to be, at least in this conversation on camera. She says, you know, yeah, we can see about, you know, visitation over at your house. And that sounds good. Then meanwhile, Artie has given Jovan a set of keys, which is another huge step, because yeah. this man was like breaking in the house at like 1 a.m. before and throwing pasta.
Yeah.
So now he's got a set of keys, and he says he really, it's a big deal for him to be trusted with a set of keys. You know, you don't get keys in prison. It's a, he takes it seriously. He says, I appreciate what Artie does for me and how she's trusting me. And in this very sweet moment, he is trying to wrap presents for his daughter. And I was like,
that was tragic.
Oh my God.
I was screaming, fold the ends, fold the ends. Cut it, trim it, fold the ends, flip it over, make an envelope. Come on, you can do it.
I remember Pam and Jim in the office, like one of the early seasons, she was like, if you're using more than 3 pieces of tape, you're doing it wrong. Because he was like trying to wrap something yeah. too. Yeah. She's like, you don't know how to wrap. Like, no man does. And I'm like, yeah, is this husband Aaron in 1999 when I also taught him how to wrap?
Yeah.
Because he was so like, funny. What? It's like they're just cavemen, like, argh. So Jovan is like just taking sheets of paper and like being like Frankenstein, just like, erg, like folding them and like rolling tape. Artie comes home and she sees him doing this. And he's like, I'm just trying to, I missed her birthday. You know, I got released 10 days after her birthday and I was trying to give her presents. And Artie catches him up on how the conversation went with Kelly and her. And he says he's really appreciative. He hopes it works out. And she tells him, you go ahead and leave that paper with me. I'll wrap those presents for that little girl. And I'm like, I am crying almost again. Like, the tenderness of some of these scenes, you know, it's so sweet between them after so much weirdness. And he says, even in his talking head, they show him like pushing Kaylana on a swing later, and he has gotten more visitation and things are going well. Hopefully they still are. I really hope they are. His cleaning business is something he says he's invested in. He doesn't want to go back to the streets. He doesn't want that life anymore. He wants to do things slowly but surely. He doesn't want all the payoff right away. And he says, you know, Artie, that woman, you know, really went out on a limb for me, and we're friends for life. I love that lady. And I was Whoa. Like, oh my God, Jovan.
So sweet.
I know. So, okay. So we have to just touch on very quick the final episode of Is It Wig?
Mm.
Tiffane mm-hmm. and Ariel. Mm-hmm. Okay. We get a super quick update on Ariel. She's back in Savannah with her parents at a, yeah. looks like a very nice home. She's yeah. again, folding jeans. This is what she likes to be filmed doing. Best.
I didn't even realize that.
She's always right. folding a jean. She's always ironing a jean or folding a jean. I'm like, here she is again, folding jeans. She's like, all right, you guys come over here. I'm just going to fold some jeans. So once
again. She can get a job at the Gap.
For sure. Yes. Yeah. Remember those like things that like the boards put yeah. in, like fold the sweater? Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
So yeah, she's not ironing this time, just folding. But she says that Tiffane kicking her out was the best thing that could have happened. Mm-hmm. Because now she is back home with her family, and she was really resistant to coming back home truly because she didn't want to face the grief of having lost her twin sister.
Yeah.
Right before she ended up going to prison.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to grieve with her family. She was avoiding it all. You know, she was avoiding it by just being with this stranger. Again, I don't understand the relationship at all that led to this show with any of them. This is all we get. She says she's in therapy. She's working. She's doing well. She looks great. You know, hopefully yeah. she's doing well and moving through her grief with therapy and stuff. It's awful.
She has a job and yeah.
I know. She Fulton jeans. She says she's looking through boxes that are stuff of her sister's too, which sucks. You know, I mean, your twin sister, God, oh my God, yeah. It's awful. But we get no update on Tiffane. We get no update on Quinn. Quinn is out there in her Gucci.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where's Quinn? Brushing her hair somewhere.
Whatever she's doing, she's brushing her hair.
It is as much as you know Ariel's folding jeans, Quinn is brushing her head. Is what she's doing. Okay, so we finally get to, last of all, Mark and Sharna and Bill. Elkhart, Indiana. The crazy house of horrors. Okay, so we barely get any Sharna in this final episode because she is so pissed off and embarrassed that Bill called her out for sneaking around his room that she doesn't even know what to do with herself. She was like, I just...
Devil leggings.
You know she was being weird with him because she was jealous of her girlfriend, of his girlfriend. She was writing him those letters. Remember, she was like feeding him all the pistachios when he came home, driving, sleeping in her car to go get him. She was hoping she was going to get some attention from Bill.
Attention,
if nothing else. And Bill called her out on it, and she is so mad. She has curled up what she got to a new level. Because we see her in those Nellie Olson curls now all the time.
Yeah, they didn't fall. They didn't fall for this talking head. Nope. her hair looked a little, and these talking heads, her hair looked a little bit cleaner. Studying, you know, the theory that you had with the five rollers and then the one in the front.
The pink foam.
I don't think she did the pink foam in the front. I think she just sleeps right on her face and lets that sort of rat up a little bit. And then she takes the rollers out. And then the bangs are very ratty. It looks very much like she slept right on her face.
I think she might take a little. Do you remember the little curling irons that we used to have for our bangs? Like the real mini one? Like to get the real crispy bangs?
Yeah.
Roll in the front, roll one back, and then rat it out with some Rave hairspray and Aquanet. I think she's doing a hot iron, but a small one on her bangs, front and back. I don't think she's
real
doing
real crispy,
nothing.
Whatever it's is. Real, super real crispy.
It's extra crispy Chick-fil-A. Put the extra crisps on the chicken.
Yeah, very
okay,
crispy.
Okay, so, and Sharna is kind of like a walking hate chicken, isn't she? She's like, that's her. Yeah, she's a walking Chick-fil-A nugget.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's walking around the house in her scrubs, being a very important hospital lady doing hospital things.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's got her, she's curled up what she's got for the day. She says, I'm very on edge all the time because Bill, he's back now. We've changed the locks, but you know, I'm sick of him accusing me of things I didn't do. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of him insinuating things about me that aren't true. And enough is enough. And I'm like, Sharna, you've been writing to this guy for like 10 fucking years, like a lunatic. Totally. And told us at the beginning of this series, you started doing it as mission work because your marriage was going through troubles. Bill called both Mark and Sharna out on fighting with each other all the time. And it just being like a nightmare in there. And now she's like, we have to have peace back in our house. And so she just gets in her scrubs. She takes off. I don't know. She's a wall person too. She just like sinks through a vent and goes somewhere. Because we only see then Mark and Bill for the rest of the scenes, except for the talking heads. We see them, you know, Sharna interviewed sometimes.
Yeah.
Mark calls Bill up and Bill is at this motel. Bill is not even at a Motel 6. He's at like a motel like 1.6. It is like a crack den. And he says, he's like, it smells like crack and sweat in here. And I might as well sleep in my car. And I'm like, what car? Is that your car? When did you get a car?
He's been in prison for 20 something years. So I don't know if he bought like a beater car, like Mary sent him some money. Like, how does he have a car? It didn't have a gas cap on it. I thought it was his new friend's car. I don't know.
I used to drive a car without a gas cap. Oh my God, the days of my little hatchback. Okay. So anyway, Mark calls him up and Mark has got the most tragic, tight maroon sport shirt on, in air quotes. I'm saying sport. It's got like lightning bolts pointing to his nips.
Mark got a, here's what happened to Mark. Mark went to Costco.
That's what
and got a and got a 4-pack of Dry Fit, you know, off Kirkland brand Dry Fit t-shirts. He got that orange. He got that maroon. For sure there's a mustard yellow and a lime green, all colors that almost no one can wear. They are so hideous.
Especially when you're the color of death. When you're the color of Bob Marley coming to visit Ebenezer Scrooge on the first night of Ghosts, like you can't wear any of those colors, Mark.
Is that guy's name Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Like the Rastafarian singer Bob Marley?
Wait, Jacob Marley.
Okay, Bob Marley. Like, no. Like, surely it's not Bob, Bob Marley.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. How could I get my Christmas facts wrong? Okay, no, it's Bob Cratchit, who has Tiny Tim.
Uh-huh, right.
Jacob Marley, who has the thing on his face to tie up his chin, and it's like the same, almost like mumps handkerchief.
Yes, right.
Vicky
right,
Gumbleson
right.
had because yes, people right. were putting like Jacob Marley and Vicky Gumbleson gifts.
You said that, and I was like, have I never noticed that the guy in A Christmas Carol's name was Bob Marley, like the Rastafarian Jamaican singer? Like, what a strange coincidence that I never noticed. I was questioning my own sanity. It's Jacob Marley.
Okay. No, when we're at an hour and 47 minutes into any podcast,
this is what happens. This is what happens.
I just start saying everyone's name together. I'm making shit up at this point. You know, have I even watched the show? I don't know. Let's continue. He's bought the Costco shirts, and he's also purchased them from the youth table by accident because it's not the right size.
It's men's large, and I hate to tell you, you need a double X. It's a large. You don't wear large anymore. It's too tight on your little belly. Not a good look. I don't care how vegetarian you are. It's not working for you.
He's in there eating a sugar-free diabetic candy. It's not working out. Mm-mm. Anyway, you know, and also who among us, please. So he is calling Bill up, and Bill's like, what do you want? I'm like, Bill coming in hot.
Damn, I know. And then he felt bad about it. Then he felt bad about it because Mark's like, I'm so sorry. Bill felt bad about it after he was rude, just for a second.
Not right away though, because Mark's like, we're going to need you to come over here and get your stuff. And when do you think a good time is? And Bill's like, I'll have to check my secretary and my calendar as he's sitting in like the origin of COVID motel. Like he's sitting there like in a bed of monkeypox. Like I'll have to check my schedule maybe next month. And so Mark calls his bluff though. And he's like, well, we might have to go ahead and get started without you then. And Bill's like, I'll be over today. I'm like, yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. So, Chewy, stop it. Oh my God. We're almost done. And here Choo-Choo's going to go crazy. Sorry, guys.
It's all right.
He's left the vicinity. He stopped licking and started barking. Now he's in a roid rage. Okay. So I told you this new medication. So Bill says, all right, I'll be over later today. And then Mark fills us in that Bill actually installed a lock on his bedroom door in their house so that Jarna couldn't creep in on him.
So many locks in this house. There's so many locked doors and new keys. And it's a house of locks. It's a house of horrors. It's a house of locks. Who has the key to this door, that door? I don't know. It's wild.
Who has like spare locks hanging around too? Like when Mark just went down to the basement that one time and was like, I got 4 new locks I'm going to install. And they show Sharna like testing locks with her Nellie Olson curls. Now Bill's installed his own lock with what? A roll of toilet paper? Like he has no tools.
Where were his tools? I don't know. It's crazy.
Mark has to break into his own home. His own Hilarious. Home. What Hilarious. Is this? What is the meat keeping neighbor thinking of this is all I could think. I'm like, what is that? The meat keeper who also wanted Bill. Bill's a hot
that
commodity.
That was hilarious with his ass sticking out the window. That was really funny.
He crawls in there in his, in his Dry Fit t-shirt from Costco. It's already riding up. He's got his little cargo shorts on and he gets in through Bill's window from a ladder. And it's like a cartoon. It's like where your front half falls in and your legs are just waving out the window.
Yeah.
Just like, and then they just fall down. So he gets in there and Bill comes over and Bill's like, oh, I see you got in. And Mark's like, yeah, I started things up. Bill then packs up the car he's been out of prison again, 51 days. He packs up this beater car with like 25 boxes. I'm like, what are these all your books?
Books. It's boxes of books. He's an author now, he tells us. He's an author.
It's authoring.
All of a sudden. Yeah.
Oh my God. It is just so pathetic. And Bill is sweating balls. Mark is sweating balls. They are both flop sweat head to toe. And they walk out to the car. Mark's already starting to break down. And he breaks down, especially when Bill goes, well, all right, buddy. You know what? I tried to get you to check your wife. I tried to call you and I tried to help you. Almost like Mark's letting go of the one thing that could help him escape Sharna. And that's Bill. You know what I mean? Like there's
right.
something, there's an undercurrent of that there. Like they're both like, Sharna's the problem. We both know it, but we have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And so Mark starts bawling because Bill's like, well, I would give you a hug, but hugs are for brothers and we're not brothers. So bye. And Mark's like, he almost goes into a Danielle Merrifield moment.
Yeah, nothing will top that ever, but yeah.
Nothing will. He's going there, though. His face scrunches down to like even a smaller portion of his head. And he's like, I'm sorry we failed you. And Bill's like, what? You can tell he has his Poland Springs water bottle. Like, what the fuck? He's like, all right, buddy. Okay, buddy. Like, it's all right. Bill is now comforting Mark because Mark has to stay living in that house with Sharna.
Right.
That's what's happening right now.
Yes.
Yes. Like, oh my God. So then, meanwhile, Sharna is in her talking head being like, I wish I could forget this ever happened. I wish I could. I never would have wrote him. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You do wish, because now you have become the villain of the season, like unbeknownst to you that this was all going to happen, even though Bill's a nightmare. Like he's a nightmare and he's a total con artist, a blowhard, everything. But Sharna is truly a fucking weirdo. And you know, she was doing weird shit at night. You know, that man installed a lock on his door.
She was definitely coming around in those devil leggings, shaking her ass. And she's in a bedazzled t-shirt. Yeah. I do have to correct you. And this is really where my mind is. I can't quit thinking because you just said that Mark had on cargo shorts. And in fact, he had on hammered up Herdum level jeans. They were the largest jeans I've ever seen in my life. They were literally Sharna could have fit in those jeans. They were Bill's jeans. They were huge. That and that skin tight knockoff dry fit t-shirt. It was such a look. And then producers were trolling him, showing him from the side with those giant jeans and his gut poking out of that tiny little t-shirt. And I kept thinking, God, I bet he's hot. He's got on that skin tight fucking shirt and those giant jeans and they're sweating their ass off. He's like, let me tie your bike to your. I was like, when did this guy get a bike? Why does he have a bike?
I think Mark was just giving shit away. He was like, just take this and take this. No, you're right. He did have on those huge jeans. Oh my God. I had a jean intervention with husband Aaron. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was like 2000. It was like 2007, maybe.
Oh, so not a long time ago.
But a while. Yeah. But it wasn't like, you know, 20 years ago, but it was long enough ago. Yeah. Where I was like, when you turn sideways, it looks like you're wearing clown pants. Because he was wearing, it looked like he was wearing Zubaz or hammer pants and stuff. And it had been too long. It had been since the 90s. He hadn't updated. And I was like, we need to go to Banana Republic or somewhere, just a regular mall store, and just get you a pair of jeans that fit you and that aren't 4.5 feet away from your knees when you stand up. Like the knees are so bagged out. I had a total gene intervention with him.
Do you want to know when I had a gene intervention with my husband?
Like today?
2022. It's this year. He has some cute jeans now that were expensive, but they're adorable. And they fit him. They're like straight legs, not wide leg.
Oh my God.
He's really rolling into the 2000s. Yeah.
men need a gene intervention. Straight men out there.
Every time
we
he
love
puts
you.
Them on, he puts on those cute jeans. I'm like, oh my God, look how cute you look in those jeans.
It makes a whole difference. It makes an entire difference. I know. Yeah. We actually got some at the mall this weekend too. So we just did a recent intervention again. Yeah. So well, the interventions just keep coming.
Yeah, it's just going to keep coming, but I'm very happy for this moment. He has like three pair now. He has like a khaki pair, a navy pair.
Oh, my God.
And like a regular jean pair that are like straight and fit. And they were like, got them at a men's store. They fit. They're cute. They're expensive. He'll never. It'll be 20 more years. So it doesn't matter if they're expensive.
Right.
Because he'll never, ever upgrade them.
No, but I was until you intervene.
Mm-hmm. By then, I'm going to be so old. I'm going to be like, where are those baggy jeans? Did you keep those? I'm sure you did. Because now that's what we need now. But yeah, it's funny. So yeah, so Mark
cut, and now husband Aaron needs the stretch. Yeah,
Mark didn't get the memo. He put on that skin tight shirt.
Sharna is never going to do an intervention with that man. No,
she needs an intervention for her jorts.
She needs it. Oh my God, for sure. You think her friend Alicia would at least do like a homeowners association intervention with her? Or something. I don't know.
I just want to know. Anyway. At the end of this, I really would like to know what the neighbor that was giving the meat over the fence, I'd like to know what she thinks. Like,
agree.
This is an update I need. But we didn't get it.
Agree.
We didn't get it.
The update we got, we didn't ask for, is that Bill gives us a very smug tour around his new rental house that apparently Mary has come to Indiana. I'm like, you guys are living in Indiana? I thought he went back to New York. I don't know. Whatever.
I think he's not allowed to leave Indiana.
Apparently, they're both living there in this house. Mm-hmm. He's showing us, he's living his dream of eating pepperoni, having ice in his drinks, and using enough toilet paper to wipe his ass.
That's right.
He's got his Cadillac outside. And I'm like, this man is living his 1999 fantasy.
Yes.
With his Cadillac outside. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. That's hilarious to me. He's like, look at this new caddy. I'm like, what are you?
He's watching Goodfellas on a loop. He is.
Totally. He's so cheesy. Everyone is. But anyway, so yeah, I would like to hear from the neighbor too. That's the one update we didn't get. So there you have it.
I'd like to hear from Mary. I'd like to know what's she thinking dating this guy.